to 11. Seth is with me right now. Seth, how are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Now, it seems that one of the music media's favorite pastime is covering music lawsuits, especially those where accusation of plagiarism has been made. Now, Seth is going to tell me about we'll go into this, you know, we'll do a few things at a time. So about what we think, you know, what holds up, what doesn't. So what have you got for us in the first installment, Seth?
So, well, I mean, naturally, I'm going to start off with the earliest example.
The earliest?
Fine. We're going roughly chronological. Maybe in the coming weeks, we'll start doing more modern ones.
Yeah.
But this one, I'll give a warning. It's a little bit of a thorny one, but...
thorny. We love thorny here.
The song 1-2-3 by Len Barry, a blue-eyed soul singer. And he got sued by the people at Motown for the similarities to the Supreme song Ask Any Girl. And do we have clips of those songs? Maybe we can play just so people can like...
Oh, well, let's hear from Ask Any Girl.
Ask Any Girl.
Okay, and if we go to Len Barry, let's have a listen to him. We'll go to about here. I love that song.
Yeah, are you familiar with it? I actually hadn't heard it before.
You haven't heard it before? Okay. No, I haven't.
Maybe I've heard it in passing, but I didn't remember it.
Yeah. I've never heard of Len Barry, but I've heard someone
do the song.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go a little bit in depth with the things you heard there. The basis of the claim was mainly that, like, 1-2-3, like the Ask Any Girl, like those three notes, basically.
Right.
So that was like the main.
It's easy. Yeah.
The main cause of it. And the reason I say it's thorny is because I personally am a bit of a skeptic when it comes to these sorts of things. And I'm not sure that three notes constitutes plagiarism. But there is sort of like this uncomfortable like racial element to it where I do feel like Len Barry's team, you know, he's like a white soul singer. They probably did like hear this song and was like, yeah, let's like try and imitate it. So it's a little bit like it feels a little wrong. And so I am kind of glad the Supremes got, like, they ended up getting, like, royalties for it. So
the whole song, they got royalties for the whole song?
Yeah, songwriting credits, let me see, 15% of the song's writing and publishing. So...
Okay.
I'm not sure, though. What do you think? Do you think it, like, is... I don't think it sounds like a dead ringer. I think they're different enough where it's not plagiarism, personally.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah,
but there's so many songs that have got a riff that is very, very, like there's just a riff that's similar.
Exactly.
Or there's a part
like
of it.
I don't think three not like it's literally like 1-2-3. Like it's similar for sure, but like it's like 3 seconds of music that is arguably plagiarized.
Well, they won.
Yeah, they did. Won. The Supremes did end up winning.
What year was that? Do you know?
That was 1965.
Okay. All right. So it goes back all the way.
It goes back, yeah. And the first one that I can find was a win, which I feel like we'll see in the coming weeks maybe is a bit of a pattern.
Yeah, okay. What about anything in Australia? Has anybody found any song, I mean, besides the obvious choice down under, but
that one.
But that's
that
later.
That's been talked to death.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah. I'm going to highlight one that is kind of an equally iconic song, but I didn't actually know about this whole case. It's the band Status Quo song "Lonely Night." Mm-hmm. They sued the Angels for "Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?"
I'm surprised they even heard of the Angels.
No, everyone's heard of them.
I don't know. Were they that? I thought the Angels were only popular here in Australia. I didn't think they.
I guess, Well, maybe it was some like litigious Australian lawyer was like alerted status quo. But yeah, if you have clips for that one, we can play that.
All right, let's listen to a bit of Lonely Night. Maybe I have to listen to a bit more because those clips I played for those last two songs, I probably didn't play enough.
Well, I tried to zone in exactly on like the most obvious part. So
all right, let's have a listen to it. This is Lonely Night. Wow. I mean, we don't need to hear the Angels because we all know the Angels song. Yeah. Have I ever seen your face again? Yeah. Am I ever going to see your face again? Oh, I mean, it's like the lyrics are almost identical, but...
They're very similar. Yeah, I think... Have you ever heard of the term like prosody, I think it's called? It's like the natural like intonation of human language. I think this is a bit of a case of prosody where... They're singing similar words, so of course it's going to sound kind of similar.
A similar beat as
well. Yeah, the instrumental is similar, but it's not that similar, where it's like, I don't think that would hold up in court. But yeah, it really the...
But did it hold up in court?
Well, kind of. They settled it out of court.
Oh,
I think because the Angels were scared that it was going to...
I hate it when they're still out of court because then you don't know anything.
Yeah, you don't know the details. It says settled out of courts for royalties, but we don't know how much... we don't know the deal. But they did it secretly.
If you know, if you're a friend of anyone who's a friend of the Angels and you know, and you're allowed to speak about it, let us know. Very interesting. Yeah.
But yeah, I personally, I'm not sure that the Angels ever heard that song. And in that
I'm sure they would have. Status Quo were really big.
Yeah, but like, you can't, I don't know. It's not a sure shot. I'm probably a bad person to do this segment with because I always take the side of the plagiarizer. I think plagiarism in art is beautiful and I think sampling is beautiful, which we're going to look at next week. I have an interesting case for that.
Okay.
But
well, as long as you get permission, I suppose.
Yeah, well, even if you don't, to be honest, I think it's mostly fine. I think the world would be a better place if all those like Daft Punk and Avalanche's songs that got taken down for copyright, if those were able to be released, the world would be a better place for it.
Mm.
But yeah, that's just my personal opinion. But I can see some of the two we've looked at this week, they kind of blur the line. Whereas a lot of the other ones I feel like are a bit more tenuous. But these ones are kind of...
All right. If you know any songs that you think we should be discussing, 0468 441073, tell us what it is, and we will have Seth or Rupert bring it up, and then
we'll
next coming
we'll
week
deep dive into it.
Deep dive. All right. Thank you, Seth. Thanks very much.